to another episode of Yo, That is Gay. I decided to unconjugate our title today, but it's Yo, That's Gay. I'm just going to be, you know what? I am going to be the jury member who got to say guilty. That's who I'm going to be. I don't know what your name is, but that is who I am today.
What is your juror number?
Juror number one? Yeah, you know, I'll just be juror number one. I will be the jury foreman.
Well, I'm just gonna be me, and Danny Cycles, and it's been a week. It's been a week for me.
It's been a week. This is one of those weeks that you have when you get home, you just cry. You just walk in the door and you just burst out crying. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Nothing is wrong, but you're crying because it's the goddamn week. The week, but this week.
Yeah. This week in particular, especially because it snowed.
Yes.
Fuck the snow.
Right. This fucking snow. Fuck you. I hope you'll be gone when global warming takes over. Fuck you, winter. I'll regret that in my 50s. I know it.
Right when you're like boiling your ass off.
I'm boiling my ass off. Like, damn, kids, remember when we had winter? Well, you know what? I am looking forward to life at that point. In time when it does happen, because I'm gonna have some great apocalypse clothing. I am super excited.
As long as I can wear short shorts and tank tops.
Yeah, I mean you can.
I'll be fine.
I mean, by the time everything breaks down, the earth is gonna be scorched. So I mean, it's gonna be a nice summer environment everywhere. Dead oceans, shark attacks, what? Not existent.
Just no more water.
Well, let's at least keep the water to swim in. Let's keep the fun water.
The fun water. What to drink?
I mean, that's utilization water. Potato, potato.
Well, okay. What's new this week? What's some of the big updates?
Biggest update that I can say is one. I am very happy that Dick Chauvin, I think it's his name. I'm calling him Dick. Is guilty on all three crimes. So second degree murder, third degree murder, and I think it's third degree manslaughter, or was it second degree manslaughter?
I want to say it was second degree manslaughter, but I feel like I'm wrong.
I think I might be wrong. I don't know as far as the charges. Very happy about that. I celebrated. I cried. I went down memory lane of my issues with police officers. And it was a very intense moment for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I always watch the videos when OJ got acquitted and everybody's crying in the street, they're screaming happy, they're yelling. And I was like, I don't understand that.
Right.
But I understand this.
Yep.
This I understand. So right now that bitch is in solitary confinement for his own safety.
Boo.
I really hope that prison is corrupt that he's put in and the guards just let people come in and take turns and beat the shit out of him. I want somebody to put their knee on his neck for 10 minutes and then piss on him while you do it. Like right in his eyeballs.
Unless he's into that.
Unless he's into that. If he's into that, then shit on him. And like put it in his mouth. I want you to horribly assault this man. I am inciting violence and I'm okay with it. Because that piece of shit, oh my God. If I were to see him in person, I would probably hop dog shit at him. Just because.
Deserves it.
He does.
Absolutely deserves it.
Aside from that, that was probably like the biggest, happiest moment of my most recent week.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a good like time to remind people that like this is just kind of like Monique Hart actually tweeted this. This is not justice. This is accountability.
Yes.
Right. And there's still a lot of change that needs to happen. So keep the momentum going.
Yes.
Hopefully we see some mass reform sooner than later.
I want to see some mass reform. I want to see things. When I look at it this way, this is a victory. This is not a win. This is not justice, just like Monique Hart said. And this is only a drop in the bucket.
Right.
We finally have one conviction against an officer in a situation like this. Very happy to see it happen because it sets a precedence for all other cases brought before judges about police officers and the bullshit that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Justice is completely destroying the system that we have that's in place.
Absolutely.
That's justice. So I'm ready for justice. But at this point in time, I'm going to keep taking the small victories. And that means we still need to go out there and keep saying these people's names. Because if you don't fucking believe it, a 15-year-old girl got shot the day after.
I heard that there was a shooting hours after.
Yeah, there was a shooting hours after. I don't know if it was the same girl.
I'm not sure. But let's look up her name.
Yeah. I didn't have her name on the top of my head. I apologize. We'll look her up. Because I know the shooting of Dante Wright, which ended up happening to him during the trial. And these are situations that we can't let go. Dante Wright, if you've seen the video of him getting shot, it is clear he does not have a weapon in his hand, but he was still murdered. And it's just, it's insane. This is just insane. So I'm hoping, and I'm going to keep the hope alive, keep my positivity at 100 for this, that more convictions will come and more change will come. Because I hate hearing people say that it's just a few bad apples.
It is exactly. It's the whole fucking tree.
Right. This tree is the issue. So keep going. Keep hitting this tree with an axe and knock this bitch down.
Literally. Because we're just getting rotten apple after rotten apple at this point. And honestly, at this point, you can't even pick out the good apples.
You can't.
Because you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. Because they'll cover for each other. They'll say shit. And it's just not. It's a fucking flawed system altogether.
It really is. The system we have based right now is based on Jim Crow laws and how to enforce Jim Crow. If you're not familiar with Jim Crow is, I'm going to say that you really need to go and read a fucking book. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you any sympathy on that one. If you don't know what it is, go read a fucking book. Google it, what Jim Crow is, and you'll understand why our policing system is the way it is right now.
Yep. I sucked at history and I know Jim Crow laws.
I mean, if you don't know Jim Crow laws, I'm not going to shame you, but I'm also not going to give you any sympathy in this because this is something that was even presented in history books that were written by people who were slave owners, slave masters, and Jim Crow law enforcers. So they didn't even deny that part of their own fucking history. So at this point, if you don't know what that is, Google it, look it up. Because you'll understand why you're seeing all the things that are happening in the policing system that we currently have.
Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to find the name of this individual, but we will look it up and talk about it next week. Because people should know her name.
Yes, people should know her name, but make sure to look it up and give you her name. At this point, all I want to do is just have a camera on Derek Chauvin all the time, because I want to see his tears. I want to see him cry in those lonely moments of the night after he's possibly been assaulted in prison. And he's sitting in his jail cell with those little beady fucking eyes that were just darting around when the judge said guilty. Your wife really got denied, boy. Nobody was coming to save you.
He was looking for it.
Right? Nobody was coming to that stand to save you. He was looking like, Mom, help me. Help me, Mom. No, bitch, you going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that someday we can see an image broken down, crying, and looking like the shell of the individual that he already is. I mean, just based on the fact of who he is, he looked like he was half dead anyways, but now I want to see him truly suffer.
Yeah. No, yeah, honestly, like, I feel like people who have basically done acts where they have dehumanized themselves don't deserve pity.
Right. That's true. At this point, I look at him as less than trash. Like, you don't deserve a single shred of humanity, but I hope they give you 3 meals to keep you alive so you can keep living your miserable life.
Serve that full sentence, honey.
Yes, I want you to serve every day of it. Hmm. Who knows, when I'm 50, I might even go to, like, one of his little hearings if he comes out on parole or some shit. I'm like, no, lock that bitch up. But how are you? What's going on in your world?
Well, what is going on with me? I don't know. Just work has been work lately, you know, very worky. And outside of that, I've just been trying to be more healthy in general. So I've started using my watch more to track at least like my daily like activity or burnt calories per day. I like signed up for Freshly, which is great so far. I've only had two of their meals. They're not sponsoring us, but if they want to,
Freshly, if you want to sponsor us, I would appreciate it. My mailbox comes tomorrow.
Yes.
Super excited.
Yes. Definitely good so far. So hopefully the next couple of meals, you know, meet the expectation, and it's good.
Okay. See, I like these positivity things. Let us keep getting healthy so that way we can be around to watch everything go down.
Mm-hmm. I also took off my eyebrow piercing because it was not healing.
I see that she took them out. Do they feel at least more relieved now?
They feel exactly the same. Yeah. Like, so I got 2 eyebrow piercings around December, I think. And they've been keloiding just because I'm very prone to keloids and they haven't been healing well. And then, like, my dermatitis has been acting up. So it was just not a good combination of stuff going on for my skin.
Yeah.
So now I'm just hoping the keloids shrink, unless I'm going to have to get them injected again to shrink them.
Okay.
A little body mod.
Ooh, I love a little body mod every now and then. I might go in for a little snip, tuck, and dip for a little bit. I don't know what a dip is. Don't do that to me. It sounds painful. Or at least messy.
Well, okay, so anything else? Before we get into our topic, which is very interesting this week.
Yes, we have a good topic this week. I can't think of anything else. I really can't. Actually, I can think of one thing else. Just a little thing that grinds my gears. I really want American Dad to get on the ball with posting episodes steadily, or at least releasing episodes, because I hate getting surprised when a new episode comes out. And this first episode is shit.
I didn't even realize they still made episodes of American Dad.
They make them, but it's so awkward when they put them out. It's like, how do you know? I mean, I'm not really checking for Family Guy and Family Guy's The Indicator, but it's not funny. So I was just like, let me just figure it out. And then I got an alert. Oh, American Dad has a new episode. By the way, the episode's trash. It's not funny. So, you know, improve that.
At American Dad.
Yes. So what are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about something that is been something that I have zero experience with whatsoever. Mm-hmm. We're talking about balloons and looning and all the types of like enjoyment that people get out of balloons.
What's a little loony? So balloons, we're talking about balloons. What's a balloon? Let's just start there.
I actually don't know the definition of a balloon.
So, according to Webster's, the definition of what a balloon is, it is an inflatable object that can hold air. The shape, size, or material does not matter as long as it serves its function to hold air that is forced into it and then tied off.
Oh, so it has to be tied off.
So it doesn't have to be tied off, but it can be. Okay. It's just a part of the definition that's in there.
Okay.
But as long as it's an artifact.
Does that make a ball a balloon?
It could. It technically could. You pump it up with air and you seal it. So it's a balloon. A balloon is just simply meant for the term holding air in the actual structure. And the structure becomes called a balloon. Like a hot air balloon. Because you can't tie it off, but you can fill it with air continuously.
Interesting.
I win it. Now, do you have any experience with just balloons in general?
I mean, I think balloons are fun. Just like as a kid growing up, like always, you know, just getting balloons at like parties and like, I do enjoy popping balloons. Mm-hmm. I do not enjoy blowing them up until they pop.
Ah.
Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. It's just weird. I guess I never really thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just afraid of getting in my face, in my eye, and like hurt me, you know?
Yes, a balloon can hurt you if it gets in your eyes. You can also choke to death. I wouldn't say suffocate. If a piece of the balloon goes back down your throat when it explodes, if you're blowing it while it pops.
Mm-hmm.
So those are definitely very valid fears to be fearful of.
Okay.
You can also suffer eardrum damage if the popping is right by your ear and it's very loud. So there's some factors to think about.
There's some risk factors.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I would say, like, balloon animals, I always had fun trying to do them, even though I was not good at them whatsoever. But then I'm just trying to think of, like, balloons in my life. I feel like I don't really encounter a lot of balloons in my life.
You know what? I agree with that. I'm trying to think the last time I was actually around a physical balloon on purpose to be around balloons was maybe when I was, like, in my 20s. And I was, like, blowing the balloons for someone's birthday party. But I've never actually been around a balloon by choice. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be there, and I'm in the same space.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I always remembered that, like, I used to like those, like fancy, like, Spider-Man balloons and, like, just, like, the different, they're, like, the metallic-y.
Oh, the little helium balloons.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the material that they're made of is.
I want to see it's like aluminum.
But I always wanted those, because, and I never got one as a kid, I don't think. We always got, like, regular balloons.
I never got one of those balloons as a kid. My parents made it very clear, that's too expensive.
That's extra money. That's extra money.
My parents would be like, why would we get a dollar bag of balloons? Oh, no. Why would we get one of those metallic balloons for a dollar when we get a bag of 40 for a dollar?
Yep.
Like, that does not make sense.
Exactly.
They would be like, you better draw a fucking Spider-Man face in a balloon. And it's like, okay, I guess we got to
Okay, so prior to researching for the top, for today's topic, I had zero experience with, like, looning and just, like, using balloons for pleasure or, like, sexual gratification or just enjoyment. I was aware that it existed, but I never really gave it much thought.
Right.
So it was interesting, like, coming across some stuff while, like, preparing for this episode.
Ooh, did you come across things that just really stuck out to you?
So the video I watched that I had mentioned to you of the guy, it's a Dom who was making a video and he was smoking a cigar and he was blowing the smoke into the balloon.
Daddy.
And for some reason, that was very arousing. And not the balloon part, I think the smoke part. Mm. For me, I find smoke very arousing.
Okay.
I'll definitely say I do enjoy a little, like, smoke play. Little shotgun.
We need to do a smoke play episode.
Oh, I will say not with cigars.
Okay.
I don't have that experience.
Okay.
Although I would like to see what the fuzz is about with cigars.
I've only smoked a cigar once. Mm-hmm. Not like a weed cigar, like a real cigar. I've only smoked one once, and I don't like cigar smoke itself, inhaling it myself. But the video is very fucking hot. And I've been actually thinking about going to go buy balloons because I want to blow smoke into balloons. We'll get into it as we get into the fetish part of this, because this is a very specific fetish that has to do with looning.
Okay. All right. So what was your experience with balloons prior to today, or this episode?
Prior to today, I had always had fun with balloons, but I never got into, like, the erotic or fetish side of balloons. Just, you know, as a kid, I loved to, like, pop balloons, blow them up, make balloon animals. I actually went to clown school when I was, like, 9.
What?
Yeah, I went to clown school. I think I was, like, 9 or 10 or something. So I learned how to make some balloon animals and stuff. So I always loved balloons, but I had kind of just given them up once I became an adult. So now, researching this opposite side of balloons that I had never known about.
Right.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I would love to sit down and, like, talk to a looner and have them just tell me, like, the different reasons why they're attracted to a balloon. I feel like, generally speaking, most of, like, my fetishes have to do with, like, body
parts or leather or like body fluids, like, you know, water sports, like come play, like armpits. Like, I feel like that's just more my thing.
Yeah.
So like when people sexualize things like balloons or shoes or sneakers or, you know, very particular non-sex items, mm-hmm. I have difficulty connecting that to like the parts of my brain of to the things that I am sexually aroused. You know what? You know, does that make sense?
It does. One of the things that I came across researching this was there's different tables when it comes to fetishes and things that people like or things that people find arousing. One table could be called the production table, where you are attracted to or aroused by things that are a product produced by a person. So sweat, cum, pee, spit, those things are all produced by the physical body of a person. And then there's another table, we could say, which is inanimate fetishes or inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. Like a balloon, completely inanimate. Can't do anything with it unless you forcibly do something with it.
Right.
Toys, all those things are the same thing. So some people are at both tables. Some people are at one more than the other. It just kind of depends on where you lie at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like even as I think, like for me, like, okay, I watched that video of the guy using the butt plug that was like kind of like a balloon, so it was an inflatable butt plug essentially. Mm-hmm. But in the title it was called a balloon. I feel like I would do that, mm-hmm. not so much because it's a balloon, but more so because like the anal stretching,
right?
You know what I mean? Like more of like, so that's why I don't always connect with like fetishes on that side of the spectrum, mm-hmm. where they're like traditionally non-sexual or non bodily related.
Right. I get it. Like, I look at balloons, and like my favorite type of balloon is the clear balloons that have like another balloon inside of it.
Oh, those are cool.
I always think they look so cool. So those have always been my favorite balloons ever. I don't see them in a sexual manner, but if I were to have one, it would be a balloon that I would try to hold on to for as long as I can. Like, I don't want it to pop. I want it to stay, even though I love popping.
So what are some of the interesting things that you, or I guess what are some of the 101 stuff that you encountered regarding looning and balloons?
One of the things that I encountered, which I expected to encounter but then was also surprised, was the discreetness. There's a lot of very discreet or anonymous groups that you can join for people who like balloons. And then there's also the ones where it's like balloon pride, say who you are, say where you're at, all mm-hmm. these different things. But researching, and I use an app called Telegram. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with Telegram, it's like a WhatsApp, but it's more group conversation based.
Right. Yep.
And like I found a couple groups on there of people who are ballooners, looners, sometimes they call them loonies, whatever you go by, and just having conversations. A lot of people were really standoffish with me at first.
Oh, really?
Even in the group. Like, I would say hello, I would try to start a conversation, and I would get nothing until I actually said, hey, I am here because I have an interest in balloons. I'm not here to judge. I just want to learn more. And it wasn't until I opened up first that the community that I was talking to opened up to me.
Interesting.
So that was something that I came across that I didn't expect to happen.
Huh. Interesting. Now, I feel like that's something that can probably be encountered in any fetish.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, when you, I feel like generally speaking, we can typically put most people into a category where they're either like out and proud about their fetishes, mm-hmm. or they're very secretive about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that in a group particularly dedicated to that, people were more like forthcoming.
Yeah. It was kind of like I had to prove that I wasn't here to just be a spectator.
Yeah.
Like, they were really looking for me to buy in. And I have. I mean, there's some great informative people I've talked to, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to discreetness when it comes to specific types of play or fetishes or kinks. But this is one where I didn't expect to get this, like, CIA level, you can't know this information. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, wait, it's, well, to me, it's just balloons.
Yeah.
But then I don't think of the stigma that's attached to it, because so someone.
Right, because I'm sure, like any other fetish or kink, like, we've all faced, like, that, like, weird look or that, like, reaction that was like, oh, you're into that? Like,
mm-hmm. A lot of forums I went into, everybody just assumed these were pedophiles. And I'm like, what? I'm like, how do you get pedophiles from somebody just liking balloons? But people were relating it to balloons are meant for kids and this is weird.
Oh, and they're doing it to get to the kids. That's stupid.
It is. It's incredibly stupid.
I hate people. Me too. No wonder people are attracted to balloons because they don't have to deal with people.
Right.
That's so genius.
Quite frankly, I might get myself an inanimate blow-up doll to talk to when I don't want to be around people. Like, fuck that.
Okay, cool. So, let's take a quick break, mm-hmm. and then we'll hop back into some of the other stuff that we found.
All right.
Bye, or we are back. Whoops.
Hey, y'all. So, we just wanted to take a moment to poke ourselves. Poke and prod a little bit. Get our shits out. So, if you love listening to our podcast, there's multiple ways you can get in contact with us. You can also follow other things that we post and do. Go to our IG, which is yothatsgay.pod, or Twitter, yothatsgaypod. Come and play around with us online and see what we do.
Yeah, feel free to send us a message. Let us know what you'd like us to cover in each of our episodes, or if you have any suggestions, feedback, any ways to improve the podcast, or if you'd even like to be a guest and you think you'd have an interesting perspective on any particular topic, we'd be open to having that conversation.
Yes.
If you, our new home base for the podcast is on my website. It's dannycycles.com. We'll have a list of all the different places where you can find our podcast, as well as some of my new blog content that will accompany some of the content that we putting out on this podcast.
We love to hear from you. Figure it out, because you got to talk to us in some way. So figure the fuck out what you want to do. But we're here for you.
And leave us a review on the, what's that thing called? The apples.
On the apples or any podcast app you're listening to, rate and review us. It makes us more visible.
Yep. Follow us on whatever platforms you're on. And follow us on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Share us with everybody you know.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. And we're back again.
Yeah.
So we're talking about looning and doing some research and just getting into like what is it? Mm-hmm. We encountered the two populations. One being the poppers and then the other being the non-poppers. That's something that, like, prior to all this, I didn't even realize there would be a difference. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like, that makes so much sense. You know what I mean? It's like any fetish. It's like it's got different takes to it. Mm-hmm.
There are so many different takes. Mm-hmm. You've got idolizers, you've got poppers, non-poppers. A popper, someone who wants to pop a balloon. A non-popper, don't pop a balloon in their presence. It will be a trigger for some people.
Yep.
Like, it physically will upset them to see a balloon get popped.
Yes.
So, if you're going to explore this fetish with somebody, or if you know somebody who is into balloons, don't just walk in their house and pop a balloon. Like, I'm telling you, you are going to get a world of hurt.
Yeah, no, I mean, I found it very interesting in that episode of My Strange Addiction, where the guy's quote-unquote addicted to balloons, that he was able to identify that his interest and his non-popperness comes from that one experience of being 4 years old and having his balloon popped. Like,
it's traumatic.
Like, I feel like, yeah, and it's like, you know, it's traumatic, and I feel like as humans, obviously, we sexualize a lot of our trauma, and as long as it's healthy, I mean, I don't get this whole, like, idea that, like, they're doing something wrong because they are using balloons. I don't understand that, because there's literally no other human, necessarily, that you're hurting.
Right.
Like, you're not hurting yourself. So I don't get why people kind of would be as, I guess, quote unquote, weirded out as, like, I don't know, like being into water sports, for example.
Right.
You know, I feel like for me, being into water sports would be almost like weirder than being into
a balloon.
Into balloon, even though I'm sure they're equally as popular.
Mm-hmm. I find it weird that people are so standoffish to specific things, especially when it comes to ballooning, because if your fear is, or your standoffishness is coming from the fact that it's a balloon or that it's an inanimate object, I mean, let's take into the fact that vibrators, dildos, masturbators, fleshlights, all these things are still inanimate objects, no matter how you look at them.
Yeah.
So I look at it when I hear it, like, and I've read some of the message boards that have been out there where people were very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but wait, that's no different than having a statue around, having a collectible toy.
Right.
Like, I mean, I know personally, I found G.I. Joe to be quite sexy. So I don't see what's wrong with it. Okay, I like a balloon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hurting anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just think of all the people that, like, had to have less sex during COVID, and, like, for a lot of Lunars, they don't necessarily have to do it with other people. Mm-hmm. It's one of the fetishes that you can enjoy yourself, which a lot of fetishes you can, but, like, I feel like this is more particular because, like, you can experience the sexual attraction to the object itself. You don't necessarily need another person there.
Yes.
So, and I guess, and that's the part of my brain that I personally, not that I can think of, experience sexual attraction to objects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like, my toys are fun, but I wouldn't say it's a sexual attraction. Mm-hmm. They're more of, like, a tool.
Right. They're a tool to get you to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I look at ballooning, and I'll take the example of one ballooner that I spoke to and had a chance to see videos of. He owns his own bounce house. And in his bounce house, he's built it with all different types of balloons. So whenever he wants to go and just have a fun time, he just jumps in the balloons. He jumps in the bounce house.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not physically attracted to the bounce house.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the feeling that he gets in the arousal from mm-hmm. being inside of it with all of the balloons.
Yeah.
And I just think that's it's a good way to look at it, where even if you think that it's a sexual thing, they may not even be sexually attracted to the balloons. It's just the environment, the moment, and the experience.
Mm-hmm. Would you say your interest in socks is comparable to, like, a balloon fetish, or do you think it's more of a non-sexual thing for you?
For me, socks are really non-sexual. But in the spectrum of the sock fetish and people that I know and groups that I'm a part of, I would say ballooning and sock worship are almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's just a comparable different object.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was thinking, because, like, in that episode, I talked about how, like, suits turn me on, but I don't think I fetishize them.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I? I don't. I guess it's all, like, this big, like, murky, like, what's a fetish, if you want to get into that debate again.
Well, let me ask you a few questions, and we're going to see where you are on the spectrum. Are you a popper? Are you non-popper? Do you maybe have some kind of inanimate object attractiveness, or is it just a tool? So, our first question that I want to ask you, when you see a balloon, what is the feeling that you get?
I don't think I have a particular reaction to it. Like, it's not like an overwhelming joy. It's not like, oh no, a balloon. It's just kind of like, oh, it's nice. That's nice. It's a balloon. Like, I feel like if anything, maybe I'll see if I can pop it.
Okay, that's going to be my next question. When you see a balloon about to be popped, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm on the edge of my seat waiting for it to pop.
Okay. Is it an enjoyable feeling?
Yeah. It's like a satisfying, like, kind of like bubble wrap, like popping bubble wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a satisfying, like, feeling of, like, ha, I, like, popped you.
Okay.
And, like, I feel like it's also, I don't know. I feel like it's always been something for me that was fun to do. Just like when I was a kid at the end of a party,
right.
Just like popping all the balloons or like putting them all in a garbage bag. We used to do this at work. We used to, because I used to work in a catering hall when I was in high school. We used to get all the balloons from the party, put them in a garbage bag while still blown up, and then you pop them with a fork or a knife.
Oh!
And that way you don't have to clean up.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you for saying that, because I'm going to buy balloons this weekend. Okay, my last question for you. When a balloon pops, do you feel like this is the same experience of a sex toy that is battery powered running out of power in the middle of play?
No.
All right. So based on the survey, and now this was a BuzzFeed survey, but based on the survey, you would be the very bottom of the spectrum of a ballooner, and you would be a popper, but again, at the very end of that spectrum. So kind of like you're just interested in popping the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not classify you as a ballooner.
Yeah, I wouldn't classify me as a ballooner because I don't go out of my way to do it. I don't have a desire to do it. Mm-hmm. And I've watched the videos on I spent some time on YouTube just watching people play with balloons. And that's another thing. Like, ballooning doesn't have to be sexual whatsoever. So for some people, it's a fetish. And for some people, it's just, like you said, kind of just like an attraction. So that attraction could just not necessarily be sexual.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. What's next?
Now, for me, when I took this test, I was like middle of the road, like middle of between not lunar and possible beginner lunar.
Uh-huh.
Because there's some things about looning that you have to think about if you want to be a part of the fetish or kind of figure out what you enjoy. One of the things that I was reading, and this came from the actual balloon fetish website that I've been looking at for a while, and I'll get the URL to put it on our social. But in there, one of the things that they talked about is how you feel when you're blowing up a balloon. Mm-hmm. So part of the balloon fetish, and this is just one spectrum of it, is inflators and deflators, along with poppers and non-poppers.
Mm-hmm.
So like I always said, popper is someone who wants to pop. Non-popper, don't pop their balloon.
Mm-hmm.
A inflator is someone who likes to just blow up the balloon and feel the expanding of the balloon in your hand. And this struck a chord with me right away. Because as a kid, I would never tie off a balloon. I actually liked the feeling of feeling it grow bigger in my hand as I blow. But I would not like move my hand so it could expand. Mm-hmm. So I would feel the tension on my fingers. I could feel the feel of the rubber or the material of the balloon. And that was super exciting to me.
See, so like I have like traumatic, painful memories of blowing up balloon after balloon after balloon. Mm-hmm. Where my jaw would just like hurt.
Oh no.
Cause like I used to I used to play, like, actually, now I think about it, I used to, like, sometimes with balloons, like, blow them up, let them go, blow them up, let them go, and then, like, it would end up hurting. So I hate blowing up balloons. It's one of my least favorite things to do, mm-hmm. unless it's not manual.
I'm going to get you.
I do like the sound of them, like, deflating.
Oh, that whizzing sound?
Yeah.
Some people love it. I saw a great video, which I didn't know that this is the thing. I typically don't watch heterosexual porn,
mm-hmm.
But I watched balloon porn, and there was a female actress in the porn. She blew up the balloon, and then she used the balloon as the air was deflating as a vibrator to stimulate her clitoris. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of interesting.
Interesting.
It was interesting to watch, but I couldn't get over the like sound of the balloon. I just couldn't get over it, but it was interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, so like some of the stuff I watched was like there's naked people, like obviously, like in, again, people do this naked, not naked, can be non-sexual, mm-hmm. but in the porn realm, just like sitting on them till they pop. I feel like that I like just because, again, just the popping is fun, right. But not necessarily like I don't find it sexy.
Right.
Then like videos of like people jerking off on balloons, although I think it'd be fun to jerk off in a balloon and then blow it up and then pop it.
That's good. That's real good. there is a porn that you may like where a guy, he fucks a balloon. It's like semi inflated. Oh, I've seen that before. Oh, you see it? Okay. Yeah. He comes inside, blows it up, and then pops it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Oh, maybe that's where I got the idea. I forgot I watched it, because I've seen that a long time ago.
It is a very interesting video. I remember I watched it like 14 times, because I'm like, how did he do that? But, you know, sir, more power to you.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like we have to talk about, like, condom balloons.
Yeah, I
condom balloons are so much fun.
They are. I am a notorious person for
especially at concerts. Yes. They're just bouncing around.
You hit this greasy balloon and you're like, what is going on? Yes. I'm thinking about my high school days. We used to do that at every fucking like thing in the auditorium whenever we would have like what I forgot what you call
it. Assemblies.
Assembly, there we go. We would have assembly and someone would bust out a condom balloon. And it was always the most hilarious moment of everything. So, one thing I want to ask you, when it comes to balloons, do you have a balloon shape that you like?
I don't think I do. I really can't think of any. I feel like just the classic balloon shape is just kind of like what I think of when I hear the word balloon, but not a particular type I like. Although I do like, I feel like those big blow up like beach balls.
Oh yeah.
Do those count as balloons? Like those at a concert are fun.
It holds air. It could be a balloon. I like.
I mean, they're made of the same material that like the balloon, like animals and like different characters are, so I mean, I guess it would be considered a balloon.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get some balloons, I'm going to bring them over, and we're going to make balloon animals.
Okay.
I'll bring a balloon pump, though, so we don't have to blow them immediately. But I'm going to teach you to make balloon animals.
Okay.
And it'll be tons of fun.
Okay, I can make a sword. And a snake.
That is not.
I can make a snake, a straight snake or a wiggly snake.
Okay, the first thing we're making is a dog. I'm going to teach you to make a dog, and Bella will have a dog to play with. Do not let her scratch it. She'll get scared to death. And the fun thing about balloon dogs, you can pop them multiple times because you tie them apart.
Yeah.
So you get extra popping out of one balloon. Just say it. So, was there anything that you found in your discovery that really was a like aha moment or something that really stuck out for you about balloons?
So something I hadn't like thought about whatsoever, it's just like I didn't realize people collected them. I thought like you would just get one or have like a bag of like 40 and just now bring one to the bedroom, jerk off on it, pop it, and then that's it. You know what I mean? I didn't realize, like, people bought specialty balloons of, like, different materials, and they, like, reused them, and they inflated them and deflated them again. Like, for me, I feel like, in my, like, naive mind, like, loony was just, like, what I saw that one porn, the guy fucking a balloon, coming in it, and that's it.
Right.
Like, I hadn't thought that there was, like, so many other aspects to it.
Gotcha. It is such a wide-ranging thing. There are some balloons that I've seen, like specialty ones, that are in great shapes. Like there was one, it was a lightning bolt, and it was 9 feet long. So like, you could sit on it and everything, and it wouldn't pop. And it was a pretty cool balloon. That's kind of the thing that I found most interesting was there are balloons that are specifically geared to specific type of fetishes that can incorporate the balloon.
Oh.
So like I've seen like people who are into pup play, there are pup play specified balloons.
Interesting.
Where they look more puppy-esque, or they look like puppy toys, certain things like that. If you're still into balloons, you can be the puppy who's like playing around and like, oh my god, I bit the balloon too hard.
Yeah.
Like things like that. I've seen balloons that were geared towards leather player bondage, where the balloon isn't made of leather, but it actually feels like leather.
Interesting.
So there's like all kinds of things to incorporate other fetishes into this, which I think is just cool.
Yeah. I feel like the only way I feel like I might see myself incorporating a balloon in sex is if I'm doing like age play and like regressing to like a younger age and like probably like I don't know, like, something there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do, mm-hmm. but, like, it would probably have to be in, like, that scenario.
Okay, I get it. I feel like that's a good scenario to have, because you don't know what it is, but you know that it's something that you could be open to.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Keeping the door open.
Yeah, like, if, like, if, like, my boyfriend came to me and, like, was like, hey, like, I've been having this secret interest in balloons, I'd, like, it's not something I would be like, no, it's a hard no for me. It's not a hard limit. Like, something like, okay, let's explore that.
Yeah, let's try it out, see where it goes.
Yeah.
I always say that there's no problem with trying something out. If you are going to try ballooning or playing with balloon play, I do have some pointers for you, just for safety. So when it comes to balloon play, first most important thing, like we said in the beginning, keep them away from your eyes, especially if you're about to pop it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever had, like, latex or your shower curtain, like, rub against your eye. It is quite irritating. It is very irritating. It does not feel good. It
does not sound fun.
And that's the equivalent of a balloon on your eye. It immediately sticks to the actual eyeball itself, so you're going to hurt your eye. So that's one thing to be careful of. Another thing to be careful of is when you are blowing the balloons, do not put any other part of the balloon in your mouth to suck air to that part of the balloon. So an example of it, you make a balloon dog, the dog has a tail, and part of the tail is deflated. It's how you make the balloon animal, because if it's filled all the way, it will pop while you're trying to make the dog. Mm-hmm. Some people will shift the air so it looks like a poodle. Yeah. If you suck on that piece to get the air to come up, it will come up, but that can cause it to pop and go right down your esophagus. Mm-hmm. So things like that, putting balloons in your mouth, safety is number one key. There are balloons that are meant to be put in people's mouths, not meant to be bitten on, but they're made of a stronger material so they can not break when they hit your teeth. Mm-hmm. So look for those things. And the one big thing that I saw online was when it came to your ears. Some people like to pop balloons using their heads, using the side of their face, all kinds of things. Two things to think of that are major factors. The sound and the volume of that sound can cause eardrum damage. The other thing is if you break the balloon directly on your ear and the air goes into your ear, it will rupture your eardrum. And it looks very painful from one of the videos I've seen. Mm-hmm. Those are just some safety tips I would bring in.
Yep. And I think that's important. I think just like with any kink and fetish, you need to put health first. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't want to like fuck yourself over in the long run.
Yes, you don't want to. And if you're going to get a balloon, balloon product that is meant to be insertable, make sure that it says that it's an insertable product.
Yeah.
Do not want that to break inside of your body.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, because like if it's going to be insertable, it's going to be a much thicker material. It's not going to be meant to pop. Mm-hmm. So I think that, yeah, that's an important point to make.
Just little things. You know, we want you to be safe out there and explore. Now, would you go to a balloon party or a balloon convention?
I would not put money into it. Okay. But if I got invited...
So you're sure. Not paying for your ticket.
Yeah. Is there a balloon daddy out there that wants to educate me on the world?
Ooh, you can be a sugar lunar. Now, I ask that because there are balloon conventions where you can go and have fun with other lunars. A lot of them, from what I saw, were West Coast-based. So if you're not on the West Coast, it may be a little bit
West Coast has all the fun stuff.
They really do.
Especially with kink and fetish.
West Coast, y'all are some fucking freaks, and I love you. Take me to California now, because I want to go to a balloon convention. I think it would be very cool.
Interesting. Now, I feel like that'd be interesting, separating the poppers and the non-poppers. Or, like, someone's going to want to pop a balloon, and then someone else is going to be like, no, like, oh my god, the anxiety.
Oh my god, I can't even imagine. You see a balloon war, like, one person pops a balloon, and then just tons of non-poppers come out of the woodwork and start beating the shit out of the poppers.
Yeah, they just deflate them.
Now,
I love this. I really want to talk to someone like, mm-hmm. and just like get a firsthand like one-on-one conversation about like what they love about it.
I want to do a follow-up for this. I want to have somebody here. If you're listening and you are into this and you would like to be a guest, please reach out to us, because I would really love to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
Like, I just think it'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that you'd ever include balloons in your play? Or like, where in your play do you think they could potentially fit in?
I want to include them once we get to the actual act of like intercourse, like penetrative sex or anything. But in foreplay, hell yeah, I'm here for it. Foreplay could actually be kind of cool. Like, I've seen like people use balloons for nipple stimulation, and it looks pretty fun. It looks very pleasurable, enjoyable. So for like foreplay, I'd use them.
Oh, interesting. I will say that as a young high school water sports enthusiast, I used to piss in balloons because I thought that was cool.
I want to talk to you about that. Them.
Yeah.
Does it fill up like a water balloon from the spout?
Pretty much.
Ah! Okay. So, full disclosure, I was going to buy balloons and then one of them was going to try and pee in this one and see what happens.
I feel like it might be harder on with a balloon if it doesn't have a big enough spout.
Oh, yeah, that would suck. What? Well, just...
But, gonna give it a yeah, shot. They kind of, like the water dangles and it just kind of, like, skinny at the top.
Does that remind you of when you were going to have a water balloon fight as a kid?
Yeah.
I wanted to know that. That was always fun to me. Mm-hmm. Filling balloons with liquid was always fun.
Yeah, and I do remember... at some point, I tied the end and then I popped it.
A balloon is not complete to you without popping, is it?
I guess not. I'm a popper.
You're a popper. That's what it is. It's okay. There is another subset that is in with poppers and non-poppers. There are semi-poppers. So a semi-popper is someone who may pop a balloon, but the balloon itself doesn't burst. So they may add a hole into it, so air leaks out slowly. Oh. Or maybe they tie it or like cinch it off very loosely so the air kind of escapes out.
Yeah.
Or maybe they get the balloon to the point where it looks deflated, and then they pop it. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole spectrum out there.
Yeah.
I want to see where you would fall at. I'm getting some balloons.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely techniques like... the guy Julian on that show mentioned, since he was a non-popper, he's like, if you inflate it only like 80%, it takes more damage if you're like fucking it or like being sexual with it.
Yes.
To make sure it doesn't pop. That's genius.
That is genius. I've seen people in prison use balloons to make flashlights, and it seems like a pretty cool concept. I don't know how a vagine feels, but some people have said it's very close to that, or at least the sensation is very close. Reading things that are like that, I just think are great jumping off points. So I want to keep researching more.
Cool. Cool. Okay, well, there you have the What is Looning 101 from two non-lunars, but very curious folks.
Very curious.
So yeah, if you have any more questions, let us know. We'll see what we can find. But definitely, if you are experienced or even just curious about it and are just getting into it, like, I'd love to hear some opinions.
Oh, yes. Me too. If you're a person who can fit a balloon over your head, whatever type of balloon it is, and I've seen people do this, they get it over their nose and then they blow up the balloon.
I've only seen that with condoms.
I've seen it with condoms, and then I saw a balloon video and I was like, I'm so afraid. Where does the air go? How does it not go back up your nose? Like, I feel like all that air that you just blew into the balloon and it's still on your head.
I would be afraid to do that.
You, me too. I think I would get hurt so bad.
I would be afraid that the balloon would come to my mouth and then I would suffocate like in a bag.
Oh no. Oh no. That is really causing me anxiety now.
All right. Any parting words?
If you are going to loon, one of my biggest parting words for you is make sure that your neighbors, if you are a popper, are okay with the sound of popping balloons. Because it does echo quite a bit. But on a serious note, the other side of it, go out and read a book about it. Quite honestly, there are books, there's publications, there's blogs, there's everything. Read it.
Yeah, and honestly, like, even just think about it. Like, because, like I said, like, before, like, all this, I hadn't even stopped, like, do I like popping balloons? Do I not like popping balloons? Why don't I like popping balloons? Like, I had never thought about that. So, like, think about that, and maybe you'll understand it a little better if you're kind of still like, oh, I don't know about it.
It can always be fun, and honestly, at the end of the day, if you're not hurting somebody, you're not hurting yourself to a point where you're mutilating yourself or against your own will, go have fun with it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Hey, get it.
Oh, the other thing, though. I don't know if anybody knows it or if there is one out there. If there is a balloon you can get inside and blow up, tell me about it because I want to get in a balloon. Like, I mean, like, my body. I want to get up to my neck in a balloon, and I want to be able to inflate that balloon while I'm inside of it. I want to know.
I don't think that's possible. That's possible.
There's got to be a way. I believe it. If there's not, I'm going to create it.
It's like Bubble Boy.
Yes. I just want to know what it feels like to be inside of a balloon.
I'd be scared to run out of oxygen.
Well, I mean, that's why I want something where my head is out of it.
Oh, your head's out of it.
I want my head out of it, like it stops, like at your neck or something, or even if it stops at your waist. I just want to know what it feels like to be like inside of a balloon.
Okay, I can see that.
Because I put like pennies and shit inside balloons, and when you like spin them around the other, they go very fast, mm-hmm. and they get super fucking hot. So I just want to know what it'd be like to be a person inside one.
Let's see if anyone out there knows.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.